Blessings. Hello, hello. How are you doing on today? Welcome once again. You know what time it is. It's Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment Lab with, of course, yours truly, Jackie Stamps. How are you doing on this evening? I'm excited to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hey, join me here every single Monday. Amen. Glory to God. Blessings. Listen, they're coming in already. Blessings unto you, Karen. I'm so excited that you all are joining me. This is my new podcast, and I'm so glad to see all of you. Come on, Charleston, South Carolina. Y'all come on in the room. Lord, let me know that city, that state. Let me know. Rep your city, rep your state. This is, hallelujah, Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment Lab with yours truly, Jackie Stamps, right here every single Monday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, you know, like I know, go ahead and begin to invite a friend to tell another friend. We've got something exciting just to even discuss tonight, but I don't want to get into it yet. I'm just wanting to greet you on this evening and tell you hello, and I'm so glad to see that you have decided to join me. Listen, you could have went somewhere else, chilling, eating a pizza, eating some chicken, or even some steak and potato, but you decided to come and join me on my new podcast on this Monday. This is our second episode, and I am so excited. God is good. He's truly good. Second episode, and he did it. This is all God's doing that. Nothing that I did, nothing that I can do, all God. So if you hadn't already did so, tell a friend to tell another friend, hey, come on, because Jackie Stamps is in the house. I'm pastor, I'm prophetess, I'm pastor's wife, I'm mother, I am Gammy, I am sister, hey, I'm niece. I'm just glad to be here. So if you know, like I know, I want you to come in and tell another friend, hey, come on over. Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment Lab with Jackie Stamps is on. And you definitely don't want to miss. Listen, we're going to be talking about some great things on this podcast. One of the things that we're going to be talking about, but this is a series. And I want you to make sure you tell everybody, Karen, that you know, tell others to come in and join me for this podcast. This is a series called Beauty for Ashes. Come on, Beauty for Ashes. So if you know someone that needs to, you know, we're going to have a discussion about it. It's going to be going on for the probably the next month or so, because this is a discussion that we need to have, that others need to know, that we can go to God and he will turn those ashes into beauty. But we got to go through some things. But I want you guys to come on in, celebrate. I celebrate you. Blessings to those of you that are coming in. Let me know that you're in the house. Rep your city, rep your state. Welcome. This is Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment Lab with Jackie Stamps podcast. And we are here every Monday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Central Standard Time. And this month, we're going to have a conversation, because a lot of us never really discuss the things that we've had to go through to get to the area that we're in right now. And this is like, you know, I've been through a lot of things. I've been through heartbreak. I've been through divorce. I've been through broken relationship, broken friendships. And, you know, a lot of us will go through these different situations, but we never talk about it. We'll say, hey, I got a testimony, or hey, I've been through some things. Well, Beauty for Ashes is going to allow us to have a conversation. And if you got something that you want to just drop in the comments, hey, like, hey, I've been through this right here. You know, this is something we're going to have a conversation. You conversate with me through comments. I'm going to conversate with you. Amen. So again, I welcome you to Faith Unfazed, Empowerment Lab with Jackie Stamps podcast. This is episode 2, our first series of Beauty for Ashes. And first thing we always make sure that we do is we pray and go before God, and amen, in all things. So, Father, we thank you on this evening. We thank you for this podcast that you have released, Lord. We thank you for all the great things that you are doing through this podcast and through me, Lord God. Continue to use me as your vessel and continue to cover the ones that have joined in on this conversation, on this podcast, Lord. And Father, I thank you for my covering, Pastor Scotty Stamps, Lord God, as he continues to be the covering, the encourager that he is, Lord God, and continue to strengthen him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you in all these things we ask in your son, Jesus' name. Amen. I'm so glad that you had the time, took the time, and to join me on this evening. So like I was saying, the conversation, this is the conversation tonight. This is our second episode. I'm glad to be here. Y'all go ahead, continue to share. Let someone else know that, hey, jump on here. She's talking, right? We're talking about beauty for ashes. And a lot of times people see the outer appearance and they see all the things that are beautiful on the outside. They see that we're all dressed, everything is all dressed up and it looks good, but they never see the residue, the ashes of the things that you had to go through and withstand. And this is what we have to get to, a place of healing, and get to a place of allowing those places to heal so that we can be that testimony. See, they have to know your testimony. I can tell you that, hey, I've been through a rough time as a child. I was in a place of depression. I was in a place of rejection and heartache. And I've had to fight with the spirit of suicide before and let people know that you can come out. You, if you just trust God, pray, seek God, he will keep you. He will guide you and he will cover you. But these are the things that we have to allow God to do in us, to pull those things out of us. And I know you're saying, yeah, but that doesn't feel good. It never feels good. Pastor Scotty, sometimes we could, you know, try to go forward and not even be like, oh man, I'm great. Everything is good, when we're not. It's okay to not be okay sometimes. All of us have been in a place that we didn't understand why we were going through. But we look back at the time that we were going through to understand that it was God was keeping us in. God was sheltering us then when we were going through. It was necessary for the brokenness. It was necessary for the ashes. It was necessary for him to allow us to be in this place of ashes so that we could come together in unity to be the example of Christ. Christ had to go through something. He did. See, we don't like to tell somebody, I was in an abusive relationship. Yeah, I've been in an abusive relationship. I've been in places where I've been lied on, cheated, talked about. Hey, I've been in places where I was the one maybe doing it. But those things are the things that God uses as vessels within us where we are now. Never think that you're better than anyone. We're all X something. Matter of fact, we're X something and we sometimes still are something. We may not discuss it. We may not talk about it, but we still are. And this is why I say we have to be able to be in that place so that we'll be able to witness to someone else. A lot of us don't know how to listen. It's okay. Blessings. I see your prophetess miracle. Sometimes we have to let go of some of the dirt that we carry so others can see Christ. In order for them to see Christ in you, they have to see that you've been through some things. You have to be able to see those are some of the things you see people sweep. A lot of people want to take their ashes and sweep them under the rug. But God will use the ashes and he will use them to help witness to someone else. They'll see you. They'll see you, everything that you've gone through, and they'll say, How is she dealing with that? How is he dealing with that? And those are the things people want to see. Like, some people, everyone is not going to come in the house in the church. We have to be the witness on the outside so that they can have something to pull them on the inside. And this is what God is going to do. He's going to allow your ashes, your mess, your dirt. He's allowing it to transform you so that you can be a living witness for someone else. So you say, how can I do that? Live. Sometimes life be lifing, and we don't understand why life be lifing. But God knows why he has us in the place he has us in. I can imagine if the time was in the century that we're in, and Jesus had to go to the cross, and he was like, Father, life is life, and why shall I go to the cross? And I can hear God saying, but yet, it's necessary so that you can be a vessel. Someone else can see that you've gone through it. They will make it too. The ashes are necessary. So don't get in a place where you're like, I don't want everybody to see what I've gone through. I don't want everybody to know where I've been. This is helping you help them. I used to say, man, I'm supposed to be better than this. I'm supposed to be better than this. Blessings, Brittany. I love you. It's my daughter. I used to say, I can't do this. I can't do that because people are going to see the rough side, the rough edges of what I was. I wrote a book called Sandpaper. And the part of my life was being sandpapered so that it could get, so God can smooth out the rough edges. I mean, God allows us to have the rough edges for someone else. You see, that's why we have to remember everything we go through is not for us. It's going to help others. Blessings, Destiny. God bless you, sweetie. This podcast was something that God gave me years ago. But God had to allow some of the ashes. You know how we all walk through, and when you get dealing with ashes, like they'll just spew out into the air because they're so thin and they're fine. And they, you know, this is what God will take us, sometimes take us through the ashes of our life so that we can be uncomfortable. And see, without me being tugged on and pulled on, I wouldn't be able to come on to this podcast and tell you, hey, yes, I've been broken. Yes, God has allowed me to go through. Blessings, big sister, I love you. God has allowed me to be broken so that I could come on this podcast and say, yeah, I'm not perfect. Yes, you see me smiling, but I'm not perfect. Let me give you a prime example. Y'all know every time that y'all see me, I'm gonna be smiling. I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. I'm trying to lift up God's people. But you don't see that. Like today, I had to go to the dentist. This tooth looks perfect, right? But this tooth that you look at from the outer appearance, the whole tooth is loose. This is what God allows, how he allows us to show others that people can look good on the outside, but they can have a broken place on the inside. But it does not mean that God can't use you right where you are. And this is how God allows us. See, we had to go through some things a while back in life. Never thought that we would be in a position to be able to help someone else. Well, yeah, those places that we were broken in, God had to allow them. That's why God sent this right here, this series that we're going to be in this next month, Beautiful Ashes. No one thought that you would ever become what you are right now, because all they could see was the trouble side of what you were going through. They didn't understand that all you were going through, all the broken places that you had, that you had to go through those so that you could be a witness. You wouldn't have the strength now if you didn't go through the things you went through then. All of us have had carry ashes. We walk with ashes. We are ashes. But aren't you grateful for the grace of God? One of the things that I've learned over the years that every time that I go through something, Tamara, God always allows it to be a testimony for someone else. I didn't realize when we were younger, and a lot of us are in that place, that we was like, why am I going through this? Why are things going better for everyone else? Why do I not have this? And God is saying, it's a season that I'm going to use your testimony. It's a season that I'm going to use how you were broken, how people talked about you, how people called you ugly as a child, how people said that I would never amount to nothing, how people said, oh, you got a pizza face. You're ugly. You're a pizza face. How people said you're fat. Or, you know, what people said, you got six eyes. And then I came back around and God said, you are going to use every last bit of what was put against you for my good. I had to end up testifying and witnessing to someone just to say, hey, I was this. I was that. And God used it to witness. And they said, but I would never even know that you went through that by looking. See? Not by looking. God uses our brokenness so that we can help someone else. We have to know that we know without doubt that God is still God, even in the midst of trouble, even in the midst of mess. The job of the enemy is to try to make us feel like we are not worthy of God. But in this time, in this moment, God has shaken us up, everything that's going around, to let us see, hey, God still got me, even with everything that's going on. There's no reason for us not to use the ashes, because God chooses those chosen vessels, those beautiful vessels, those broken vessels, those cracked vessels, those broken crayons. He still uses them to help those that can't help themselves. See, there's a moment that all of us have been in. All of us have been in a place of brokenness. All of us have been on a place where we was like, I don't want to do this because all they're going to do is bring up my past. No, but don't worry about that. You just keep serving God. You keep being a vessel for women. Keep being a vessel for other men, so that they will see the light of Jesus. This is what God has called us to. And the thing that God had to remind me, he said, I know that you're in this place right here. But he said, use this position, use this place to power you. This is what God is doing through this podcast. He's using it through me to help power others. Hence the name, Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment Lab with Jackie Stamps podcast. I was called to be a vessel. Every season is going higher. And each person that joins, you're going to receive the blessings through God's voice so that you can be lifted up to be able to go out and push out what God has in you. Don't let nothing, no residue, no, the ashes that you had to carry or become stop you, but let it push you, let it fuel you, let it encourage you. And everything that God has promised, he's going to pull out of you through those broken places. Some of you should be excited because you were chosen. When you go through, when you're hurt, when a family member hurts you, when a friend hurts you, when people don't support you the way that you think they should, at that moment in time, you're saying, wow, you should think that God has allowed me to be in this state for a reason. And all of us have a positioning and a place and time to be in a moment of God so that somebody can see, wow, Tamara went through all that, but she is still busting out with these events and decorating these places. I'm like, like, wow, she's got so much strength. See, this is what people are seeing. It's not meant for us. It's for someone else. They're seeing the strength by example, by action. They're saying, wow, every time I see Destiny, she be praying and she just be loving and praising God. And they saying, man, she's doing all that after all she's been through. This is what God turns your ashes into beauty. Through your tests, through those lost moments, through those moments that you just feel like you're not qualified. God has already qualified you. God has already chosen you. And you have to know that when you're in that test, I had to say, you know, like when I was a kid and I was so in a place of depression, I kept saying all that time, I was like, man, I just, you know, the enemy had my mind so messed up to the point where I was just like, I just didn't want to live. And I didn't understand that God allowed the enemy to pick with me. You've heard the phrase, picked out to be picked on. And we made it through because God. We made it through because God. You were chosen to help someone else. Everything that you go through is not going to look good. Everything that you go through is not going to feel good. But you have to remember this. When people see what you're going through, they're looking at you saying, wow, look at God. It's the God in you that's carrying you. It is the God. It's the God in you. That's why we have to make sure that we know without a doubt that when we're in the midst of what we're going through, let it fuel you. Don't get upset and stop praying. Don't get upset and stop going out and doing what you've been called to do. Let the tiredness, let the trouble, let it fuel you. I had to let it fuel me. I was supposed to already did this. And then God said, I'm waiting on you. Some of you in this place that you're in right now, God is saying, I'm waiting on you. I am waiting on you. All you got to do is trust me. Even when the devil shows up, you keep allowing what God has called you to fuel you. You have to know that even when the enemy is busy, God is still busier. Because God always has the final say. So you have to trust him. As the ashes are being formed, know that God is using them for his glory. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are all knowing because you belong to God. The best thing that you can do is when you're going through, praise your way through. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. Because God is faithful in all that he does. Let God carry you through the stage of life. I know you say, but life be life. And okay, you'll be all right. Let life life. Because God is God. Y'all didn't hear me right. God is still God even when life is life. Continue to be the example of Christ. No matter what state that you're in, let God be God. I'm so excited that you have joined me on this evening. It is welcome to Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment Lab with Jackie Stamps podcast right here every Monday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Central Standard Time. And I'm so excited. Do me a great big favor. If you know like I know, let others know that we are here every Monday night. Share this podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, and it can be found every time you think about Faith Unfazed. Go grab your episode. This is the second episode of Faith Unfazed, and the first series on Beauty for Ashes. And someone needs to know, no matter where you are, no matter what state that you in, continue to be a testimony, a living testimony, even when life be life. Don't let life overtake you. Let God carry you. Let God hold you. Let God strengthen you. Even when life lifing, God is still in control. God still got the final say so. And so you need to be having this locked in. Let faith unfazed get locked in. Every Monday, we live. And if you don't catch it right here on Monday, you can find it on Spotify. That is Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment Lab with Jackie Stamps podcast. So make sure that you share this with a friend to know there are beauty for ashes. I am so glad to see y'all on tonight. Make sure you join me every Monday night, again, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Central Standard Time. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. I love you with the love of Christ, and I will see you again soon. Make sure you go and grab it on Spotify and share it with a friend, because this is Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment Lab with Jackie Stamps podcast. And we are here every week, Monday, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Central Standard Time. And make sure you spread the word, spread the time. Blessings. Pastor Brandon Montgomery is in the house. Make sure you go and grab it. Hey, meet me, Blessings Evangelist. If you did miss this, go and grab it. It will be on Spotify very shortly once I get off of this live. So I hope you all have enjoyed this on tonight. Got to get ready to head on out, but God is still good, and you can catch the whole episode on Spotify. Just type in Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment Lab with Jackie Stamps podcast. So we'll see you next Monday. Make sure you join me for episode 3 of the series, Beauty for Ashes. I can't wait to see all of you. Y'all continue to be blessed.
Thank you for watching Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment Lab with Jackie Stamps. Be sure to subscribe and share with a friend. Thank you for watching Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment